This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're starting a garden. Most people would probably assume that gardening season begins in early spring. But for garden blogger Jamie Woodside, the season never ends. She's already planning her 2014 garden, even though her current one is still producing vegetables.
So this is what's left of the garden for this year. The Swiss chard, which I'm still eating off of this even after all the frosts and everything, which is why it looks kind of spindly.
Woodside's garden, located right outside of her house in the Big Lake area, is a constant project. She says that's because a great garden needs great diligence.
There's some things that are going to do great no matter what you do, like broccoli. You can't go wrong with broccoli and things like that. But if you want pumpkins or cauliflowers or anything like that, you just procrastinating doesn't do you any favors, certainly.
Even though it's only October, Woodside is wasting no time. She says she needs to be ready for Alaska's short growing season, and that means doing everything she can now.
The last thing you want to do is be, you know, tearing up last year's garden when you have like a two-week window where you want to get everything in the ground. When the sun comes here, it comes hard and fast usually. It's all of a sudden it's summer, and you want the garden beds ready to go.
So for all those people who have always wanted to start a garden but always run out of time, Woodside says now's your chance to do it without getting stressed out next year.
Best thing you can do is start a compost pile if you haven't already. Get your garden beds built even if you don't have any dirt in them, and give yourself some structure so that you can look at your notes over the winter and have time to think about where you're going to plant things without having to think about where you're going to build things first.
And if you're still skeptical of this strategy, Woodside offers this.
Alaska in the winter, if you're not out on a snow machine or something, what else are you going to do when you're sitting inside and it's dark? Look through your seed catalogs.
Woodside likes to order seeds from around the globe during the long winter months. She's already got her eye on a Russian squash for next year. And this year, she grew some Jerusalem artichoke right next to her goose pen.
These things are cool, though. Have you ever heard of a Jerusalem artichoke before? It's a tuber. Looks like a peanut potato. Let me see if I can... Oh, this is a new thing that I'm trying this year. Yes, I see you. I like to have them in salad. You can cook them. Here we go. There's a little tuber. You actually slice that up and put it in your salad or cook it like a peanut potato.
Woodside says with all of her prep work done ahead of time, she'll be able to start planting right when May hits. This will give her enough time to harvest two full crops of each vegetable before the season is done. She says the trick to planting early is simple. Cover your produce.
I use bed sheets. I use milk jugs. If you have like leftover visqueen or something, or even saran wrap would work, you know, just something to cover them to give them a little bit of protection.
It might seem like this is all too much work, especially considering that Alaska doesn't get a very long growing season. But Woodside says Alaskan-grown produce makes it all worth it.
All of our produce that we grow is sweeter than everywhere else because it has more sunlight, and then that cold at the end of the year brings out the sugars out. And so it's just like everything but better when you grow it in Alaska.
She also says it's because of our long winters that we don't have to worry about as many garden-destroying pests as the lower 48. This makes it easier to manage our gardens and to grow organic, as Woodside does. Between her garden blogging, her mail order seeds, and all this planning she puts in every year, Woodside says she occasionally gets teased about her hobby.
Oh, yes. Don't you ever shut up about that garden. Yeah, but, you know, then they come over and get some of my homegrown produce and change their mind very quickly about what I'm doing around here. So my whole family has been converted, and I'm working on all the neighbors, too.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.